Dr. Cutler, what is a synchrotron?
A synchrotron is, in the simplest terms, a very bright source of light that we can use to probe the nature of materials. And that can be anything from an aerospace company interested in understanding composite materials that you might find in aircraft, to an oil sands company looking at tailings issues, to a pharmaceutical company doing drug development. To do all those things, you need light, and you use light to shine it on those materials to understand what's exactly going on.
Well, the synchrotron that you're involved with, that's at the University of Saskatchewan. How does the synchrotron there compare to synchrotrons around the world?
Well, when you look at the CLS, the Canadian Light Source Synchrotron, in relationship to other facilities, we're very similar to many of the other synchrotrons around the world. There's about 30 to 40 around the world, depending on ages and sizes. There's a number of very large facilities, but in general, we're probably in the top 10 of other facilities around the world in comparison for the types of research we do and the types of experiments ongoing. So we're internationally competitive. We're doing cutting-edge research in a number of different areas. So we are very much at the leading edge globally for using these technologies to look at various material systems.
Well, looking at the pictures that you have on your website, this thing is astounding. It's absolutely huge. Why does it have to be so big?
Well, it really comes down to, we have an accelerator where we take charged particles, in this case electrons, we take them very close to speed of light, and when those charged particles are bent within some sort of magnet, they radiate light, and it's that light that the researchers want to use. The reason it's so big is mostly everything you're seeing there is that accelerator, is that storage ring. You've heard of things like CERN, other accelerators where they're taking particles and moving them around. The synchrotron in some ways is very much like that, except we're using it to generate light as opposed to smashing things together. And that synchrotron, when it runs, it gives off this very bright light that the researchers can then use and pick and choose the appropriate colors of light to look at what they're trying to understand.
The synchrotron is operated by a company, the Canadian Light Source. And I find it quite interesting that your title is Director of Industrial Science. What is the purpose of the Canadian Light Source?
The Canadian Light Source is the operational arm of the facility. So we are in charge of running the day-to-day operations of the facility, and that ranges everywhere from academic research, which is a majority of our users are academics, such as you find from the University of Alberta, the University of Calgary, the University of Lethbridge, would come here and apply for experimental time on various beamlines or various experimental facilities we have here to do the research they might be interested in. And it could be anything from a group from the University of Lethbridge interested in looking at gas molecules that might have some association with astronomy and looking at gases you might find in distant stars, to groups in Edmonton who might be interested in looking at oil sands, tailings, and the consolidation of those tailings for long-term stability, or it could be groups at the University of Calgary with interest in sulfur and catalysts to reduce sulfur emissions.
Is the idea then that there will eventually be industrial applications to the results of whatever it is that comes out of the synchrotron?
Yeah, so there's kind of two pieces to this. There's the academic piece I just talked about, but we also do set aside a significant amount of time for the private sector to use, and up to 25% of the time on every piece of experimental facility we have here, the private sector can get access to. So they can do that kind of fundamental cutting-edge research that they find important for their needs. And it could be a company like Syncrude with interest in catalysts for turning the oil sands into that sweet blend that they want to sell as a product. There's a company in Calgary working on bio cars, automobile materials made out of things like flax and hemp straw, and making biocomposites out of it and sustainable materials. So it's really having industry and giving industry that opportunity to do that leading-edge research that they can't do in-house or they can't do directly through many university institutions.
So how long has the synchrotron been around?
We broke ground in 99. We've really been operational since 2005 with users coming in. So it's an exciting year coming up in 2015. It's our 10th anniversary. So we're going to be doing lots of things to try to promote, you know, the CLS and what the CLS has and can do for Canada and our future.
In that 10-year period, what are some of the, I guess, interesting things you've worked on are some of the discoveries that you've made, things that we wouldn't have known without the use of the synchrotron.
I guess where we've done a lot of work is in the environmental sector. We've done a lot of work with a number of the mining companies across the country, looking at kind of the long-term effects of mine waste and what impact does that mine waste have on the ecosystem. So if you've got an old mine site and you're trying to turn it back into a green field, how do you do that? What's going to happen in the long term for those facilities? So it's been very important for the mining folks. We're doing work in carbon fiber. So what I mean by that is companies like the new Dreamliner that Boeing has a lot of composite materials in it. And so we're using the synchrotron to help develop better composite materials, or pharmaceutical companies in drug development and how they go about designing new drugs. So it really touches a lot of different industry sectors that do have a strong impact in Canada.
So you say that 2015 is your 10th anniversary, and you want to be able to spread the word about all the good things the synchrotron is doing. What are some of the things that you've got on your agenda?
Well, we're trying to do a number of conferences where we have speakers who are at various conferences, keynote speakers at conferences, are going to talk about applications of synchrotron science. We're doing a number of events around Saskatoon to try to really promote and really re-engage the community again. I know that our people in the facility are looking at some ideas of provincial or even national road shows where we can speak to various groups to talk about, you know, why is light important? Why are things like the CLS an exciting opportunity? And things like we're doing open houses, so we want to let the public in. I think, you know, for facilities like the CLS, because everybody in this country is a shareholder in this corporation, we want people to come in and see us. So we're going to have open houses to open the doors and say, come on in, see what kind of excitement is going on here, how science is cool and fun and neat, and we get to do different things every day.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.